Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Two Bros, One Flick. Andy and Sam here as always.
Hey guys.
How's it going, Sam?
Pretty good. How are you, Andy?
Good. Today we have a special podcast.
Is it really special?
I think it's special because It has been almost, actually, I think it has been exactly a year.
Yeah.
Almost, is the 25th? Because like we upload our first one, I think, on the 25th.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe the weekend before we started our second year of law school.
Okay.
Hooray.
Prompt.
Well, happy 1 year.
Happy 1 year to you too, Andy.
All right. So I guess what we're going to do today is I'm going to read off some stats that Sam doesn't know about to get his reaction.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know about these stats for
first
real.
First of all, is it Coriolanus or Coriolanus?
It's Coriolanus.
Coriolanus, I thought, right?
Yeah.
But didn't they say Coriolanus in the movie?
He might have. I thought it was Coriolanus.
Okay.
It sounds
doesn't fucking matter. It sounds less raunchy.
Yeah.
Anyway. So what do you want to hear first, Sam? I've got three interesting tidbits.
Ooh.
And then we'll talk about the longest one we'll probably save for. Okay, so we have the top 20 most downloaded movies.
Okay.
Or most downloaded podcasts, I should say.
Yeah.
And I'll run through 20 through 15 really fast, and maybe we'll do like a little tidbit on 15 all the way down to number one.
Okay.
And I think the top movies will surprise anyone listening.
Okay.
Yes. And then we have let's kind of like by geographic area.
Okay.
Like where we're most listened to around the world.
Okay.
Okay. And then I guess I'll just give us this tidbit. It's been a year. We have 45 podcasts.
All right.
And this will be like number 47.
Okay.
Probably 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
Or a week and a half from now.
Yeah.
For a Wednesday slot.
Yeah.
But as of now, on August 25th.
2013.
We have probably total downloads of 1,874.
Oh, wow. That's a
yeah,
lot.
That's pretty solid.
I would have thought it would have been like 8.
1,874. Yeah. Yeah. 1,874. Especially when we started. We're like, no one's going to. 1,874 downloads and then 255 plays off of our website.
Okay, cool.
So that puts us at over 2,000 downloads / plays for all of our podcasts.
That's
so congrats
cool.
for 45 podcasts.
Congratulations to you too, Andy.
Oh, congratulations to our viewers.
Yeah, congratulations
to
our
viewers. To our listeners.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay, so we did that. I guess we'll break down the geographic area.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like
number five and six are a tie.
Okay.
And that is from, we'll send big ups to both Iran and China.
Okay.
Yeah. Number five.
We're through the firewall.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
We're through the
proxy. Yeah. And it's one of those things where it's like, this is like, you guys are pretty much tied. It's close. And it's not like Iran had like six downloads. It's like these guys were in the hundreds.
Oh, okay, cool.
So Iran and China were in there.
Thank you.
Number four, undisputed, is Ghana.
Okay.
So big ups to Ghana.
I remember that. I remember when we first started. That's they showed up first on our map.
You know,
they're our true fans.
Actually, yeah, Ghana should be number one because they've been stuck with us since the beginning, right?
Yeah, they're scrappy.
Yeah, UK was number three.
Okay, cool.
Interesting tidbit about UK. Ghana actually has more downloads than the UK, UK has more visits, plays, and downloads combined.
Oh, okay, yeah. That might be because of their like tech, like maybe they don't have the ability to update flashes often or something like that.
Sure,
because
it's
a flash player.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
it's a flash player, and it's definitely more visit. It's more like tons. UK is probably number one in visits.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number two is big. You know, say hello to Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
Thank you,
great
Saudi
job.
Arabia.
I've been to Dubai a couple times.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why they're listening because they know you've been there.
Yeah. Thanks.
And number one, of course, is the good old USA.
Yeah.
USA
America.
By a butt ton. But
that doesn't surprise me.
Actually, I think UK has maybe more visits on our website than the USA. But USA is probably iTunes.
Oh, okay, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, so that's what we have. We have
thanks, iTunes.
2,000 plus plays and downloads. Number one, USA. Number two, Saudi Arabia. Number three, UK. Number four, Ghana. Number five and number six, kind of a close
tie
between China and Iran.
Yeah.
let's break down that barrier and talk, guys.
Yeah, yeah, it's important.
We'll be at the end of the table.
Yeah, that's not good.
two bros.
We got movies. Yeah, and like Knob Creek.
We do have Knob Creek.
Knob heals all wounds.
We've got Knob
Between Nations.
Yes. All right, man. So are you ready for the top 20 movies?
Okay, top 20 movies. Okay, lay it on me.
We'll
lay
do
on
it
me.
Number 20.
All right.
Kicked it off with Zero Dark Thirty.
Okay.
Yes.
I love
yes.
that movie. That was a great.
That
movie.
That was a great movie.
Fantastic movie.
Yeah, yeah. And it's interesting. Okay, so I should say before we start that some of these movies, actually a lot of these movies that are in the top 20 are ones that we've done that have been on the site for a while.
Okay, well that would make sense.
You know what I mean? Like so like right now, as of now, like Life of Pi and Only God Forgives that was uploaded today.
Yeah, those are really
those
recent.
Those are really recent and they're
not
going to
be
bottom.
On the list, yeah.
But actually, it's interesting. Zero Dark, I mean, Life of Pi came out on Wednesday, uh-huh. and today, this midnight of this morning,
yeah.
Only God Forgives came out, and Only God Forgives has now trumped Life of Pi. So fuck you, Life of Pi.
Take that, Ang Lee.
Right. So number 20 is Zero Dark Thirty.
Okay.
Number 19 is The Raid Redemption.
Okay, that was an awesome movie.
That was an awesome movie, yeah. And we'll have to say thank you to Justin.
Justin, yeah, because that was Justin's
that
pick.
That was Justin's pick. He told us about it, and that was the first time Justin came over was to watch me put it on the big screen.
Yeah, and he also told us to watch Elite Squad, which I think we should
Elite
maybe
Squad
check out
we will
at some
do
point.
Soon.
Because, yeah,
yeah,
it's a similar movie.
Yeah, and by the yeah. time we watch Elite Squad, the next movie is probably going to be out for yeah. these guys. But, yeah. yeah, Justin, you are amazing, and your Man of Steel
miss
thing.
You.
It was great. Yeah. 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 Enjoy your work, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Making fat stacks.
Making fat stacks. Number 18 was another suggestion. This one came from Mr. A. We're
okay.
talking Cruising with Al Pacino.
Oh, yeah, Cruising. That was a cool movie.
That was a good movie. That was probably one of the, like, the, out of all the movies we had seen thus far, that was probably one of the more uncomfortable movies, I would
yeah.
say.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's William Friedkin.
Yeah.
That's his kind of, that's his shtick.
Freaky. Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 17. Actually, we
Freaky
have like
freaking.
17 through 15 are three of yours.
Oh, okay.
Okay, huh. So at number 17, well, 17 is kind of like both of ours.
Yeah.
Moonrise Kingdom.
Oh,
that was a good one.
Yeah, that's
and
a
we
fantastic
both
movie.
Wanted to watch that.
Yeah.
Number 16 was Summer Hours.
Okay. I hate that movie.
Fucking
it's a terrible movie.
And we're going to have that's going to be in the podcast a little bit more later when we talk about probably the worst thing we've ever done. Summer yeah. Hours fucking hates you.
Stupid Criterion yeah. and Rotten Tomatoes lying to us.
Number 15 is Akira.
Okay, I loved that movie.
That was a good movie, and
yeah.
you're like, hey, we should watch it. So
yeah.
we watched that probably like
that was,
really
I
early
think that was
this
one
year.
Of our first animes.
Yeah, I think it was the first anime.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah.
So big ups to Akira.
That
guy.
Awesome.
The guy who made it is now dead. He's been dead for a while now.
Yeah.
But also, I would check out Steam Boy if you like that one. Steam Boy is really pretty, if nothing else.
Oh, huh, okay.
14. Oh, 13 and 14 are my picks.
Okay.
So 14 was our first double feature podcast with Sonatine and Outrage.
Oh yeah, that was awesome.
That both those good
Every
and we have Outrage too.
A couple days ago our roommate Jeremy was watching uh-huh. Battle Royale and I kept thinking about Sonatine whenever Beat Takashi was show.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
showed
yeah.
up to do
oh,
stuff.
For sure.
Yeah.
yeah. And he's goofy and he actually gets a bad rap for beating like paparazzi. He beats the shit out of paparazzi.
I don't care.
He's crazy.
He does whatever he wants.
Yes.
He is Japan's Kanye West.
But Sonatine and Outrage, pretty cool, I thought.
Yeah.
13 was 13 Assassins. Funny
oh,
how that worked
ooh.
Out. Yeah. Yeah.
Numbers.
Yeah, numbers.
Some pie-style numerology.
Yeah, 13 yeah. Assassins. Love
yeah,
that movie.
That was an awesome
I
movie.
I will
yeah.
watch that movie probably like once a year from now on.
Yeah, that's just a really fun movie and like there's a lot of action in it and you never get bored.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, and the action's well done. And
yeah, yeah.
All the
that's why I don't get bored.
Yeah. All the characters are pretty cool, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So
Definitely.
We have 13 Assassins. Number 12 was Argo.
Okay.
Which is a solid one.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
We saw that with a group of people.
Yeah.
Number 11 was Looper. And that was our first
oh,
one
that... Oh,
that
was the questioning
you
one.
Were the, yeah, you were the guy who asked us the question, me and Justin.
I still haven't seen that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a pretty good one. That was the same night we did Raid Redemption when Justin was here, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah. And that one's on Google Play, so I think
oh,
Google
yeah.
Play.
Good,
yeah.
good. It's a good watch.
Yeah, you should check it out.
Number 10, Red Balloon.
Oh, okay.
Which was
La
one
Balloon.
Of your suggestions, the classic. We watched that on Netflix.
Yeah.
Probably still on Netflix.
Yeah, yeah, I imagine. I mean, it's probably free at most places just because it's such an old movie and, like, every kindergarten class has seen it, probably.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah.
Number 9, Still Walking.
Oh, okay. That was an Which awesome was a good movie. One. Yeah, that was a great movie.
And I talked to my mom that night on the phone after we did it, and she's like, oh, I love that movie. I've watched it like 3 times on Netflix.
Nice.
Yeah. That guy, the director, actually really likes that cast because he uses them over and over again. Oh, he actually did a drama last spring, so spring of 2013.
We might have to check that one
out then. Yeah, it was really a drama series, so we probably won't. It's like a 13-episode series, like their BBC series,
that. Well, I'll check it out, maybe.
Yeah. Number 8. Oh, the interesting thing about Still Walking, I thought, was the Japanese title is kind of hard to translate. So Still Walking, like the way, if I remember correctly what the title was in Japanese, it's more like you keep on walking, you keep on walking, like something instead of like still walking.
Oh, okay.
It's roughly
like
that
perseverance
idea.
Versus perseverance just being able
basically to what it was. Like, okay. I keep on walking even though like it's tough. I keep on walking.
Yeah.
It's like I keep on walking ...
Okay.
Is what I would... Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting, right? Which makes more sense if you think about it in terms of the movie.
Yeah. That's good, though.
Yeah.
They could have just added the ... That would have
still walking.
Still walking ...
Yeah. Number 8, True Romance.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I think what it is like, do we put up Django yet?
I haven't put
up Django yet. That's going to be, I have a feeling that will go up in the top 10 too, because our listeners really like Tarantino.
Yeah.
So here we go with number 8, True Romance.
Yeah.
Number 7, Charade.
Okay.
Yeah, this is like one of the first ones.
That might have been like the second or third one.
Second or third one because, wait a second.
What?
No, okay, that's right. That's right. Yeah, no, that's good. I was like, where the hell is Hard Boiled? No one likes it. But that was our very first batch of things we do when we moved into the house. So, congrats to Charade. Number 6 was Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's probably that was our first Tarantino movie.
It was our first Tarantino movie, and that was pretty early on in the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a group of people over and we watched it.
Yeah, that's an awesome movie.
And my girlfriend called the whole movie.
Yeah, that was...
It's
suspicious.
Weird. Yeah.
You're a liar.
Now, number 5, we have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, this is like, now we're number 5.
That's right, because it's so nostalgic, and everyone's like, let me hear these idiots talk about some teaching
probably
movie.
Like some, like, it's like the 90s trip, I think. So maybe next one, maybe we'll do Sandlot. Maybe we'll fucking do Heavyweights. I love Heavyweights. You've never seen Heavyweights.
I haven't seen Heavyweights, but I've seen Sandlot
like
a billion times.
I think I'll just do a Heavyweights show.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so number 5 was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Okay, so here's the thing, guys. At like every 5th tier, it kind of jumps up like significantly.
Like a lot more views.
Right? So like Zero Dark Thirty, we're floating around like 50 to 60 at the 20. And then this is like in the hundreds, right?
Okay.
So
these are the
Teenage
big
Mutant Ninja Turtles was like 90, I think.
Okay.
Downloads, and this doesn't count plays because we still have like embedded plays.
Yeah.
Right, but
you can't really count those.
Yeah.
In.
Number 4 was Coriolanus.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
With Ralph Fiennes.
That was a clutch pick by you at the beginning of the year. We had a free Tuesday.
Yeah, it was because I was watching Charlie Rose, and they had the
Fiennes.
Yeah, they had Ralph Fiennes and the director, and they were just talking about it. Mm-hmm. And then, like, Ralph Fiennes was a director. I don't know why I said it like there were several people. But, yeah, Ralph Fiennes was basically like, I like the story a lot, and I wanted to do a more kind of modern action movie. Mm-hmm. And, like, there wasn't anything that he liked that he heard. So he's like, I'm just going to do this by myself. I'm doing Coriolanus.
Very cool. So number 3, now we're getting the big 3, we can probably talk about a little bit more.
Okay.
Okay, so with the drum roll, number 3 is... Oh, let me just see. What do you think is number 3? Let me hear what your number 3 would be.
Just like with respect to how old they are, probably something like The Tree of Life or one of the really early movies.
One of the really
like
early
Hard
ones.
Boiled.
Okay. Well, I'll give you a hint. Hard Boiled is not in the top 20.
What?
I know.
What?
Isn't that sad?
That's sad.
It's a good movie.
It's an awesome movie.
Yeah.
I don't like this list anymore.
No, these guys don't know what they're doing.
Okay.
Everyone in Ghana listening, download Hard Boiled right
now.
Because when we do this at the end of the year, when we say goodbye, we're going to have to do another comparison.
Or we're going to just put Hard Boiled in the top 20
and
talk about it
for
another 30 minutes about why you didn't understand how awesome it was.
It's so shitty right now. anyway. Yeah. So number 3. Actually, another hint. Tree of Life isn't in the top 20.
Oh, okay.
So, like, a lot of stuff from our first batch. But that was, like, Tree of Life and Hard Boiled were probably, like, what of, like, number one and number two.
Yeah.
And from...
That's probably just because they're not popular.
Yeah, it's possible.
And, like...
It's possible. Yeah. And it's kind of... You'd have to scroll all the way bottom to iTunes list.
It wouldn't be just, like, click.
Yeah. So, number three is actually Tampopo.
Oh, okay.
Which is good. That was an awesome movie. Yeah. It's justified, right?
Yeah,
it's
like, that's a great movie.
It's
yeah. Like,
and it's and the weird part is, two of the top three movies are Japanese language films.
Oh, is the other one Secret World of Ariadne?
That's number two.
Okay.
Yeah. That's and number one. Number one.
Okay.
You want to take a guess?
It's not a Japanese language film. Man, I don't know what it could be. I would have thought one of our old ones. Like, I would have thought Hard Boiled because it's so campy and fun.
That'd be awesome.
Or fans seem to like some campy and fun things like Tampopo. Why wouldn't they like
Hard Boiled? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. So what is it, Andy?
Boondock Saints.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Boondock Saints.
Probably because we didn't like it and everybody else did like it.
I think it was a good group because we had a bunch of people.
Yeah.
That was actually. I don't know if he had a nickname, but we'll just say Mr. M.
Yeah.
And that was his suggestion.
Yeah.
And we had a bunch of people over that night and we watched it.
Huh.
Yes.
I guess people just really like Boondock Saints.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, if you guys are listening to this, give us, like, a suggestion of why you think Boondock Saints is number one or why all these things happen to turn out this way.
Yeah, why this order.
Boondock Saints, to me, I was thinking about it when I downloaded all these stats, or I should say compiled them, because it makes me sound more fancy.
Oh, yeah. And we are fancy.
Yeah. I think that one of it is like Boondock Saints, it's a movie that everyone has heard about, but a lot of people still haven't seen.
Oh, don't you think so? I imagine a lot of people have seen it by now. Maybe it's just one of those things like people like to hear.
Or like same thing with Reservoir Dogs. Like everyone's probably seen it.
Yeah. Hopefully everyone has seen Reservoir Dogs by now.
Yeah. Our podcast engineer, Jeremy Morgan, I think has also seen.
Yeah.
What have you seen? You've seen Reservoir Dogs, haven't you, Jeremy?
Jeremy says yes.
Jeremy says yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about Boondock Saints? See? So maybe it's one of those things.
Yeah, Jeremy has not seen Boondock Saints.
And this
we are
man
wrong.
Knows his movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's probably...
I guess you're right, man. I guess it's something like people maybe have like heard about it, but they never caught it when it was in theatrical release because I don't think it had a great theatrical release. No. I know DVDs made up a lot
DVDs
of its...
DVDs made a big thing out of it, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of its money. So maybe it's just one of those things. People are like, oh, yeah, I heard about this. Plus, the second one dropped kind of... Like
the second one
ago?
Is a piece of shit.
Or a couple months.
Right?
Okay. I'm not saying it's good. I'm saying the second one dropped, you know, more recently.
Yeah, the second one dropped like way late and everyone was like, this is garbage. Yeah.
Yeah, except for like people who really like the first one and are idiots.
Yeah. Well, we know a couple of people.
Yeah,
like
we
that.
Do.
Yeah. But that's okay. So yeah, breakdown of the top 10 again. Number one, Boondock Saints. Number two, Secret World of Arrietty. Number three, Tampopo. Number four, Coriolanus. Number five, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Number six, Reservoir Dogs. Number seven, Charade. Number eight, True Romance. Number nine, Still Walking. Number 10, Red Balloon. All those movies deserve, you know, if they're in the top 10, that's not too bad. Now, if Summer Hours was like number one, I think we would just retire from podcasting.
Yeah, that would make me very upset because that movie was really bad.
Yeah, that movie was a piece of shit.
Yeah, I don't know why. Like, I still don't completely understand why it's rated really like that high on Rotten Tomatoes and on even IMDb has it a pretty good score.
Maybe the director just has like thousands of friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. On IMDb.
He has bots. Yeah, he has bots that are. Raising all of the stakes.
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, that's what happened with out of the 45 episodes that we have on our thing.
Yeah.
I guess like just by from judging from this, which movie, what movie, considering the top 10, would you add right away, like to go and review? Because I know mine.
Wait. A movie that we should review or a movie that we have reviewed that people should listen to?
Well, we'll do that one too, but okay. Like a movie that we should review. What movie do you want to review, like, according to these people's tastes on the top 20?
Man, that's kind of a hard one. I don't...
You want to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
Okay, so I'm looking at, like, the top 10, right?
Yeah.
And actually, I think that most of the top... And even the stuff that keeps on getting constant downloads are pretty much like some anime. There's always an anime that's always getting constant downloads. Mostly Ghibli stuff, but a lot of the Berserk shit. Did we do that one already? I don't think I put Evangelion's up on yet. That's going to be on. That's going to go up. Yeah, but
that's crazy awesome.
I think Up From Poppy Hill, which I saw this Christmas with my sister, will be on the list now. I'll ask us to review that because that's the most recent one that is on DVD or Blu-ray.
Okay. Yeah.
The newest one, Kaze Tachinu, which is Wind Rises.
Yeah.
It just dropped in theaters like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
In Japan.
I didn't know it dropped in theaters yet.
Yeah. No, it happened. The Toronto Film Festival did a really cool 5-minute trailer with a great song that I've had on my iPod since I was like really young.
Yeah.
But, it has English subs, so if you guys want to watch that, just type in
Wind Rises
Toronto Film Festival.
Yeah, it's a really good trailer, too.
Oh, my God. The animation looks great.
Yeah, the animation looks really cool, and like it just looks like it's going to be an epic movie. It also looks like it's going to be pretty somber and, like...
Yeah, it's like it goes in waves, I think. Yeah. But
I just thought of mine.
Okay, let's hear it.
But no. You did.
I was gonna say like the Up From Poppy Hill is more of a melodramatic one, and that's a Ghibli movie, so everyone will want to listen about it. So all of our dedicated like Japanese film listeners, please stay tuned for that. I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's hear yours.
Mine was actually Graveyard of the Fireflies.
Graveyard of the Fireflies.
We did
that one. Will make you want to kill yourself.
Well, I heard it's really good.
It is good. I that's the only movie I constantly cry in.
See, I haven't seen it.
Oh my God, I'm gonna be crying like a baby.
We have to watch that one. And because we did friggin' the movie it's tied to. I can't remember the
name.
Totoro. We did My Neighbor Totoro,
which should be in the top 20, motherfucker.
Yeah, that was also. Yeah, I was also a little surprised that didn't come in earlier.
That also is a relatively recent one.
I don't
think
so.
Was that first semester?
Yeah, I think that was first semester.
Fuck you guys.
And yeah, I love that movie. That's a fantastic movie.
Yeah.
And so it would be only fair to complete it by doing Grave of the Fireflies.
You know, I think that's a good idea. Yeah, it was a double feature when it came out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the 13 Assassins, that was good. That's 13. I really do like that. Thank you guys for making it number 13.
Yeah. It's like you did that on purpose.
Yeah. But Secret World of Arrietty would be on there. Grave of Fireflies would definitely do it. Plus another Blu-ray dropped with Grave of Fireflies.
Oh, really?
Yes. Like, there was a Blu-ray that's out with one studio that did kind of like that always had Ghibli on there.
Yeah.
That always had this particular one, because I don't know if it's straight up Studio Ghibli or not.
For Grave of the Fireflies?
Yeah, I think it is, though.
I think it is, too.
It's just the one that Disney opted not to buy because it's too depressing.
Yeah.
So, that being said, well, Disney also didn't buy a couple of their TV specials, which I've seen. But Grave of Fireflies, there are like two different prints, and the Blu-ray print that has been out recent, like for a long time.
Isn't that
just
great?
Like, it's just like a DVD transfer almost. Uh-huh. But the print that they got for this one is new. It's kind of like there's a floating version. There's a version that Criterion did.
Yeah, it's like a Criterion thing. Where, like, they'll have, you know, like one version
like really
that looks okay, but then they'll make the Blu-ray. I know, like, people went crazy whenever the Blu-ray of the Red Circle.
Like, Criterion has a hard-boiled print that's really
clean.
That's not in Blu-ray
yet. It's not
in
Blu-ray yet. It's only DVD.
The dirty Hong Kong one that we got is still good.
Yeah, it looks okay.
The Criterion one's probably better.
Yeah, you could tell.
So it's the same thing with this print thing, and you get more back behind-the-scenes stuff, because Grave of Fireflies is only going up and up as far as, like...
Popularity.
Yeah, popularity and anime movies that must be seen.
Yeah.
And my mom, I remember, like, it's been out on video in the States so long that it was one of those nights where my mom was going to watch a movie, and it was like my bedtime, so I had to go to bed. That's how old I was. This movie's been around forever.
Well, yeah, because My Neighbor Totoro came out in like 89?
Late 80s, yeah.
88? Yeah. So it's our double feature. They came out
Grave
at the same time.
Grave of Fireflies, and you know, it's
they're as
on.
Old as we are.
Yeah. So that's a great movie, and when we watch it, I can't wait to see what you think about it.
Yeah.
So those are what we're thinking of. Those are good suggestions for this thing. I'm looking at it's a good mix of, so out of the 20, Zero Dark Thirty, Argo, Looper, right? Those are three, A Moonrise Kingdom.
Yeah.
So a fifth of our lists are like brand spanking new movies.
Pretty new.
Yeah. And then we have a lot of stuff on Netflix, but like Sonatine, right? That's one, 13 Assassins, Still Walking, Arrietty, Tampopo. That's 1/4.
Yeah.
So it's Japanese movies.
Yeah. But we review a lot of Japanese movies. We review a lot of Japanese
movies. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's pretty interesting, though. Raid Redemption, also a very good movie.
I like that the host isn't on the list.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Good. We like you guys. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a piece of shit movie. Yeah,
for sure. Anyway, so let's hear it. So it's been 1 year, Sam. What podcast was your favorite, or what was your, and what was something you didn't anticipate in making these podcasts?
Okay. My favorite podcast of the ones we've done might be Argo.
Okay.
Because Argo, I think there were people, we had guest speakers on that one, right? For Argo?
Yes, we did.
I think we did, yeah.
We had like, Mr. A here for Argo.
Yeah, yeah. And like Argo is just like a pretty well-rounded movie, and I feel like we got a good review and hitting like all of the parts that I think made that movie good and makes most movies pretty good.
Oh, sure.
So that one I liked. I also did like My Neighbor Totoro, but
yeah.
It's because it's just a stunning film.
Right.
And things I didn't anticipate.
Yeah.
I'm going to think about that one. How about you? How about you?
Okay, I'll do the podcast experience.
Favorite podcast, yeah.
Before we do our podcast experience, I guess we should say we have lots of people that were like involved with this.
Yeah.
So we have Mr. A. So thank you to Mr. A.
Yeah.
Mr. B.
Yeah.
Mr. B. We love you, Mr.
The
B.
The Soup.
Oh, The Soup, who was here for Moonrise Kingdom and then never bothered to come. He's too cool for us.
Yeah, he is too cool for us. Making raps.
We have, and Justin, who's been on it.
Yeah.
We've had a couple other one-timers.
Yeah. Rusty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And, and Mr. M, who's off in Tarrant County right now working.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's awesome. So those guys were a big group. That was fun for me. I don't think we expected to get so many people to come over and do this. So that's one thing that we could say. It's like, oh,
unexpected.
Did not anticipate that.
Yeah.
But my favorite viewing, I don't know. I would say like the best time. Well, not the best time because it's always fun to do these podcasts. But the very first time when we did it, when we moved in and then we just put up your fucking computer on the table.
Oh, yeah.
In the living room.
Yeah, that was a great experience.
Yeah. So that was like five, six movies in one night or like,
yeah, we
two,
did like
within 24 hours.
Yeah, like we did like Hard Boiled and
Charade.
The Tree of Life.
Tree of Life.
And yeah,
we did a shit ton.
Yeah.
And we did that again. We learned from that experience, and we did that again this
summer. A little bit better this time.
Wiser. Yeah. But we definitely enjoyed that. And I actually haven't listened to one of the older ones in a long time. I'd be interested to see like our very first one.
Yeah.
And then listen to what we sound like now. But
I think we have a better depth of like language that we use to describe some of the movies.
Oh, sure.
Because I listened to like the Tree of Life one a couple times because I was like, my friends wanted to, some of my friends who didn't know we had the podcast wanted to hear about them. And I was like, I'll just listen to some of the older ones.
Yeah.
Maybe find one that's good. And like some of our older ones, like I think they're good podcasts. I think we do a fine job. But some of them, like we use the same language.
Yeah. You know? Well, the Terrence Malick stuff is like, you can only use so many cool words for beautiful. Yeah.
Shiny? Shiny work?
Wet? What? Yeah. But I'd say that was a really fun bit of time. And then our first one, getting a guest in with Justin, that was cool.
Yeah.
That kind of like set the pace for like who'd invite and how we'd deal with the guest speaker.
Yeah.
So that was cool. Things I didn't anticipate. I didn't anticipate, actually, you know what? Even though like it's 45 podcasts, but there's still a lot of movies once you think about it.
Yeah, it's a lot of movies. And there are some movies that we watched that we never reviewed.
There are movies that we've watched and never reviewed.
Yeah.
Mainly because were we just tired to do another podcast or were they just sucky?
Sometimes they're tired. Sometimes they were just like old movies.
Yeah.
So we were just like,
if we watch good movies, we might like the older movies that probably a lot of people have seen before.
Yeah.
Like you won't see us reviewing A Fistful of Dollars.
Yeah, or Life is Beautiful.
No.
Even though that's an awesome, those are both.
You know
great
what we
movies.
Should do? Probably is
3:10
to
Yuma, the old one.
Oh, the three. I forgot about the old one.
I never saw the new
one. We never did the Yojimbo and Sanjuro ones, did we?
Oh yeah, I don't think we ever did Yojimbo and Sanjuro.
We should do that as a dual podcast.
Yeah, we might do that because
double feature.
Those are
that's a good
Kudosawa
one. Yeah. And probably people know about it.
Yeah,
haven't watched it.
Yeah, or I mean, I'm sure they know about
Seven Samurai.
Yeah. And they don't know about either one, Yojimbo or Sanjuro, or that were kind of supposed to be together.
Yeah, that's a good. It's a good one. Yeah. Because and then that's like totally spaghetti western material right there.
Yeah, definitely.
Also, a really cool obscure one. There's two for Kurosawa that I really like. One is one of them is called Redbeard, which is the guy who plays Yojimbo. He's actually a doctor.
Oh yeah. Back in I think you told me about it when we were watching those.
Yeah, and then another one is called Nora Inu, which is like Stray Dog. And that's about
Stray Dog is on Criterion.
Definitely a good Criterion one.
Yeah, yeah. I think that one's on Blu-ray now.
Yeah. Because a detective loses his gun in post-war Tokyo, and his gun is actually used to murder someone.
Yeah.
So he has to hunt down the guy.
And like guns are not like, it's not like America where there's one for each person and two in some cases. It's like there's only one for everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of like Life Aquatic, but not in a hilarious
way.
Great
movie in its own right. Anyway, so what would you say that you didn't anticipate now that I said my favorite experience?
I guess I didn't anticipate, for one, our viewership being so diverse.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, I guess I thought most of our viewers would just be from the United States, like our friends. Like, I didn't think...
Oh, yeah, like it'd be like a group.
Yeah. I didn't really think people outside of our friend groups, you know, would have really gotten into it. But it's really nice that, like, we have viewers from, you know, all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
And we really appreciate you guys listening to
us. That is pretty cool, right?
Yeah. That's
especially
pretty awesome.
Ghana.
Yeah.
Sticking with it through thick and thin.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. And we actually have, like, I think number 7 would probably be Russia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But anyway, so what about your least favorite experience? So probably, like, least favorite podcast we had.
The host?
Over summer hours?
I think so, just because summer hours, at least like online. You know what? They both have really high ratings on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah,
Rotten Tomatoes, they're both at least like 90%. Right. And on IMDb, they're both pretty high too. But like, I was just angry at The Host because The Host became unwatchable. At least I could kind of watch Summer Hours and be like, oh, yeah,
this
is cool.
That's tough to say too, though.
But yeah. Well, like summer. Okay, so like Summer Hours was a dumb movie for a lot of reasons. But The Host just became like I just didn't want to watch it anymore.
Yeah.
I would have walked out of it in the theater. Summer Hours, if someone was like, oh no, I really love this movie, stick around, I'd be like, okay. But if someone did it to me at The Host, I'd like put their face into the ground and just walk home, walk off. Like,
Summer Hours is garbage too.
Yeah. But The Host is just like putrid.
I think, well, you know, here's the thing about The Host for me is like maybe when we went into watching The Host, I already told you, like, hey, I don't think you're going to like this movie one bit.
Yeah.
Right? And then...
I was like, maybe. I don't know. Then, it looks like it could
summer,
be cool.
With Summer Hours, like, hey, it's got these people in it. It's supposed to be really good.
Yeah.
So I was going into it thinking like, okay, let's watch this movie. But The Host is like, I don't think we're going to like it. I think it's going to be a waste of time.
Plus, Summer Hours still looked okay. Like, The Host looks really cheap and grainy. And I think that they were doing that on purpose. But it doesn't look... It's not like a good cheap and grainy look.
No.
Yeah.
No. But I had already seen The Host, too, so... Because
you knew what
like,
to expect.
It's my Asian studies major at UT. Like, it was one of those movies that's like you could watch it and talk about it.
Yeah.
That was your least favorite, though. So, The Host.
What was your least favorite?
I'm trying to think if there was a time where it was just like... you know what? I had a fun time. We've only had one snag in the recording process, and that was with Cloud Atlas.
Oh, yeah. That was a shitty movie,
which is not
too.
In the top 20.
Yeah, good. That's a bad movie.
With Cloud Atlas. That was really fun for me because we had so many people talking about it.
Yeah, we had a lot of people talking about it. So many that Ableton decided to crash on itself.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
if you record past 60 minutes, it just decides to stop
and
not tell you anything.
Which is sad because I guess... That's not the thing that I hated the most, but it was probably like a disappointing time for me because it was going well.
Yeah, we were getting
it was
really
going well. We had like 5 people talking about Cloud Atlas, which is what it's like 5 people talking about like a long, long movie.
Yeah,
and so that was my saddest point so far.
Yeah,
and it's not like and if you had to go with like, man, it was just like, oh fuck, like we might as well make a podcast on it because we sat through this piece of shit.
Yeah,
it would have been Summer Hours.
Yeah, dude, that was a dumb movie,
but it was a disappointment. As far as like the whole podcast process was when it was like, oh, it's too bad. Like we didn't know we had never recorded that long before.
Yeah. And like, I remember Ableton doing stuff like that on the older versions when the time got past like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But it would like bring up a warning and then it would like make a sound. And then this time it didn't make a sound or anything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So not to hate on Ableton. I love it. But, you know, we're using Reaper right now.
We are using Reaper right now. But
not using Reason. Just Reaper.
Just Reaper. Yeah. Don't get the two confused.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was like the thing. So I think favorite thing for you was probably what?
Moonrise Kingdom.
Moonrise Kingdom. That's your favorite movie?
Of the ones that we've reviewed, yeah, probably.
Okay, so I guess mine in the top 20. See, that'd be rough because I love the 13 Assassins, but that's not something that we saw. When we saw that, I had already seen it like twice.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I think I'm going to go with in the top 20 that we've both seen, Moonrise was really good, but since you picked, I'll choose something else.
Okay.
I will go with fuck it, I'm just going with Tom Popo. I love that movie.
Tom Popo is an incredible movie. That would have been my second.
Tom Popo, and I've seen that movie like I have to probably use my hands and toes to count how many times I've seen that. Yeah.
Yeah, but that was going to be my second. I really like that one just especially cuz of all the like goofy food stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. It's perfect.
And that's also a lot of like one of the main reasons I picked Still Walking is like when I first watched the cuz like it was just on Netflix and I just wanted to check out what it was cuz Criterion had it and like it was supposed to be pretty good from Rotten Tomatoes and stuff like that.
It was good.
And then like the first few things they do is like cook stuff.
Yeah. So, okay. Sam, anything you're looking forward to for another year of podcasting?
So, going forward, there are a couple of releases that we're probably going to review. It's highly likely.
Oh, well, what about stuff that we have already reviewed that you're looking forward to putting them up there?
Oh, Django.
Django for and sure. Evangelion.
Yeah, Django and then the Evangelion
trilogy.
The first three of the quadrilogy now.
Oh, they're called trilogy. Yeah.
Because, both of those are...
Those are my two favorite, I think, we have coming up. Yeah, so, stay tuned for those. Actually, our Man of Steel is already up as of this podcast when we put it up. So
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Man of Steel one. I didn't see it. I still have not seen it. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I will just because I'm not that huge of a Superman fan. But like it seemed like a pretty big flop given the amount of money invested and the names behind it. The directors are pretty solid, but like the fact that Christopher Nolan co-signed and like it didn't do well, that's bad. That's a pretty bad sign.
Just look at how the Avengers did a year before.
Yeah, and the Avengers was just J.J. Abrams digging around.
Like, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, so that's what I would...
Cool. Yeah.
What about you?
I think the Evangelion quadrilogy thing is going to be exciting for me.
Yeah, people are going to like that one.
We've got a lot of really cool ones coming up that we want to see. So why don't you just give them two or three things to wet their whistle?
Okay. Well, coming out November 15th or that week is The Wolf of Wall Street. And then I think 12 Years a Slave is opening... in select theaters. General release for 12 Years a Slave is in December. It's like the very end of
December. So we'll probably upload that probably second semester then.
Yeah. And then I guess The Counselor, which comes out November 13th, the same week as Wolf of Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
Those look really good.
Yes.
And then we might be doing a Noah Baumbach movie and Francis Ha, or maybe Squid and the Whale if we can't catch Francis Ha.
I'm excited about Francis Ha. I think this should be good.
That one looks cool. And you know, he does a really good job, similar to Wes Anderson, at like portraying a family in their high and low points.
Yeah.
We should do high and low.
yeah.
Kurosawa. And I still do want to do Grave of the Fireflies.
That's going to be good. And then we'll put in Up from Poppy Hill.
Yeah.
Actually, Justin's favorite Ghibli is actually Howl's Moving Castle.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. We haven't reviewed that. I don't know if we will.
We'll do the most recent ones, I think.
Yeah,
we won't do Ponyo because that movie's just pretty and nothing else.
I haven't seen that.
We could do Porco Rosso. I don't know. Yeah. We've got so many to do, and more will be coming our way. And this is the you listening gives us feedback in itself of what we should do and what you guys like.
Yeah, so we really appreciate you guys listening and asking us questions and comments in person. Or online if you want.
Exactly.
Thanks a lot for listening, guys. It's been a great year. Bye.
Bye.